Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom, and we are now studying Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet. We have a relatively short podcast today, which we're going to take a look at the first two of the three takanot mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. Rabban Gamliel's takana that the almana who is refused an oath in order to collect a ketubah can, on the other hand, take a neder, banning whatever it is that the state wants her to ban, if she has gotten benefit from the ketubah, which will establish her credibility that she indeed is not. Said this only works if she has not yet remarried. Aval niseit ein madirinota. We do not administer the vow or allow her to take the vow if she got married. Why? Say my time, demefalabal, because the husband will then repudiate the netter. In other words, she could lie. She could say, all perot in the world are forbidden for me if I got anything from this ketubah, which she really did. Then the husband repudiates the netter and all is forgotten. So, kiloni set nami lechimin sabar mefalabal. So, even if she isn't married, let's say she remarries in a month, and then the husband hears about it, and that day that he hears about it, he could repudiate it. And the answer is, Anabal Mefer Mikodmin. The answer is that the husband cannot be Mefer things that were taken, the Dorim that were taken before they got married. But she could still go to a Chacham and have a Chacham be mat to the Neder. So, Kasavat Sarach Lefarit at the Neder. It must be that Rav Huna holds that when a person comes to get a neder released, they have to explicate the neder. When she explains the neder and what the context of it was, the chacham will not be maturit. Now, Nachman Amar, he disagrees with Rav Huna and says, afilu niseit, even if she already married, she could still take the neder. So niseit vada mefer labal, aren't we concerned the husband will mefer it? The answer is that madrina labarabim, we administer the vow publicly, and this will follow the opinion that says that neder shehuda barabim in la hafara. Alright, so meitave, we have a challenge to Rav Huna, the first opinion. Niseit govak tuvata imnadra. If she got married, she could still collect her ktubah if she took a neder. So my love nadra hashta, doesn't that mean that she took the neder now? Lo, the nadra mikar, she took the neder before she got married. That will fit with Rav Huna. We have a braita that's even more explicit, where it says that if she got married, she takes a neder and collects the ketubah. So the answer is tanoihi. It's all based on a machloka tanaim. It's basically a machloket whether a publicly taken neder can be repudiated by the husband or released by a chacham. If you say that it cannot be, then, even after she got married, we could administer such a neder, just make sure it's a public neder. Now, Ibayelu, the following question is asked, Tzarich lefarit et neder, enot tzarich, which dovetails with where we were before. When you are having a neder released, do you have to explicate the details of the neder, or just say it took a neder banning the following? Nachman or enot tzarich, or papa mar tzarich. So if machlok, which you know, Nachman and Rav Papa, who are not of the same generation, whether or not there's a need to. Rav Nachman Amar Eino Tzarich, Amar Tzarich Zinin De Gayez Leila Dibure, because if you say that you really need to explicate it, you may just present part of the neder. Chacham Ay Deshama Mefer, and the Chacham will be Matir, the part that he heard, and of course the person will believe that the whole thing is Mutar, and act on it. Rav Papa Amar Tzarich, you have to Mishum Milta Disur, because of a situation like ours, where there's an Easter involved, where we said that the person will just say, I took a neder, banning all fruit, and chacham bimatir it, and the reality is that there's something behind it driving, such as her credibility in court. Now, Tanan, we have the following Mishnah. Nose nashim ba'avera pasul. If a kohen, let's say, marries a grusha, or a halal, or a zona, whoever it is, he's pasul, meaning min ha'avodah. Ad shidor hana'ah. But the minute that he says, I'm taking a neder of hana'ah from my wife, which will mean then at the very next opportunity he'll have to divorce her, then he can do the avodah. V'tani Allah, and what did we say about that? Noder v'oved, he takes the neder, continues his avodah, yored, comes down from the avodah, migaresh, and then divorces her. V'amart enot tzarich lefaret et haneder, if you think that a person does not have to detail the neder, as Rav Nachman said, lechosh dil ma'azel agav echacham mishari, why aren't we concerned that the Kohen will say, yes, I'm being noder hanah from my wife, the Grusha, the Zona, whatever, and then he'll come down, instead of divorcing her, he'll go to a Chacham and be mat to the neder. Must be that he administers the neder, that when he is shoal al haneder, he has to explain the details, and of course no chacham will release such a neder. The answer is the madrina le barabim. We could still say that you don't need to explicate the neder. However, any neder that's taken barabim, cannot be released in any case. So hanecham andamar neder shud barabim in the hafara, that works only according to the opinion it says, that a publicly taken neder can never be repudiated or released. Mandar yeshlo hafara. But according to the opinion, it says that you can be made for such a neder. How will you explain it? The answer is the mandrinan lay al dat rabim. Not that it's taken publicly, but you take it sort of in the name of the community. Even the opinion, the school that maintains that a publicly taken oath, a vow, can be released. Nonetheless, a vow that's taken al dat rabim, sort of in the name of the community, as it were, cannot be released. But all of this, everything we've just said, is only if the purpose of the neder is some sort of a reshut, something that's in the neutral zone. Aval advar mitzvah, but if the purpose of getting it released is for a mitzvah, then yesh to afara, even a neder should taken on behalf of the community or in the name of the community, can be released, and we have a case for that. Ki ahud makri dardiki. There was a certain teacher, a teacher of young kids. Ta'adre of Achal dat rabim. Rav Achal was madir him from getting any hanah from that job, or from anything else if he took that job. Al dat rabim. Evidently the teacher was very stern. Tabe pasha biyunuki. He would, hit the children. Ve'ahadre Ravina. Ravina was matir the ned there and brought him back to work. Why? We couldn't find a teacher who was so exacting and therefore who produced such good results. All right, the second of the takanot was Ha'edim Chotma Maget Netikun Ha'olam. Now, wait a second. Netikun Ha'olam? Doraita hi. The fact that you need witnesses on a get is Doraita. Tichti v'chatov ha'sefer v'chatom. And the famous pasuk we've seen several times in Yirmiyahu, when he buys the field, it says, he tells Baruch to write the scroll and have it signed. So you see that signing a document is the essential halacha. Rabba says that our Mishnah must follow Rabba Lazar. We've seen Rabba Lazar many times already. Rabba Lazar is of the opinion that it is the Edim Mesira that make the get complete, meaning that the Chatima is really not necessary. So the rabbi said, nonetheless, you have to have Edi Chatima. Why? Sometimes the Edi might die, and if somebody challenges it, there's no one to back it up. Meaning the Edi Mesira will die, and there's no one to back up the validity of the get. The Edim could go on a journey far away. In any case, they won't be around to validate the get, and therefore, we have other witnesses or the same witnesses sign on. That is Rabba. Rav Yosef from our Filo Temiller Meir, you could even argue that our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Hitkinu shehe edim mefarshin shmotein begitin. There's what the takana was. Not to have edim chatum malaget, that's the ikar halacha, but that they write their names explicitly in a way that we can really identify them. Hitikun ha'olam. Why? Kedetanya b'rishona ya kotev ani ploni chatamti aid. You just write, I chayim sign as an aid. That's it. The only way we could know that there's a valid signature is if we have another signature to compare it to from an already fulfilled shtar. But if not, not. We made a very big takana here. That in a get, and therefore another shtarot eventually, you write your name explicitly, meaning with a patronym and a location and any other identifying marks, like Cohen, Levi, etc. Now, with Simana Lo, we don't let simple marks be good enough. We have to have an explicit name with a last name and everything else, or father's name. Rav Tzair Kav, Rav would write Micah's little sign of a fish, and that was his mark. Rabbi Chanina Tzair Charuta, he would sign make a little image of a palm branch. Chista would put a samach. Rav Hoshaya Ayin, he would put an ayin. These are for their names. Rav Baravuna Tzair Makuta. Right, he made another little mark. a sale. So a sale of a boat. So Shana Rabbanan Debekin Simanayu. So the Rabbanan are different because everyone knows what that sign is and who it belongs to. They're famous rabbis, right? Umikar Mayafki Yafki. You know, so then how did we originally determine that that fish marking is really Rav, etc.? The answer is Bediski. When they sent regular letters out that weren't legal letters, that had no legal implication, and we saw that they signed their name with that kind of a mark, then we knew that that was proper, and then every other star that came with that mark was confirmed based on the original letter. The next piece that we're going to get into in the next podcast will be at this point Hillel, Dikein Prusbul, which of course is the third and final of the Takanot mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, and we will begin our discussion of Prusbul in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.